New Jersey Governor Chris Christie has drawn fire for equating the Black Lives Matter movement with cop killers. But as Matt Katz of New Jersey Public Radio reports, that rhetoric is part of an increasing hostility toward police brutality activists from conservatives.
For months now, conservative media have sounded the alarm about Black Lives Matter. The protest movement seeks to end racial profiling and the excessive use of police force. On Fox News, Black Lives Matter is often called an anti-police movement or a murder movement that is endorsed by President Obama.
This is a radical group that calls for violence against police officers. We have proven that.
This is like a criminal organization. I think it's time to arrest these leaders because they're threatening people. And they're causing violence.
Their agenda is it's okay to go ahead and kill cops.
To support their allegations, Fox commenters often cite a protest over the summer in Minneapolis, where Black Lives Matter supporters chanted for police pigs to fry like bacon.
Pigs in a blanket, fry like bacon. Pigs in a blanket, fry like bacon.
And they cite this chant from New York City in 2014. Reporters later found the dead cops clip actually came from a different group during a different protest. But as conservative media took up the anti-Black Lives Matter cause, Republican presidential candidates have since followed suit. Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky has criticized the movement by saying all lives matter. Earlier this month, Senator Ted Cruz of Texas went further.
If you look at the Black Lives Matter movement, one of the most disturbing things is more than one of their protests have embraced rabid rhetoric, rabid anti-police language, literally suggesting and embracing and celebrating the murdering of police officers.
And now, in an interview on CBS's Face the Nation with John Dickerson, Christie has gone even further still.
I don't believe that that movement should be justified when they're calling for the murder of police officers, no.
But they're not calling for the murder of police officers.
Sure they are. They've been chanting in the streets for the murder of police officers.
Well, individuals have, but the Black Lives Matter is about.
Listen, you know, John, that's what the movement is creating.
Unlike other GOP candidates, Christie has rarely ventured into racial controversy. In fact, he won 21% of the black vote in New Jersey in 2013, a number that is unheard of for a modern-era Republican. The way he did that was by focusing a lot of attention on the mostly black and Latino city of Camden, and by courting African-American endorsements. One of those came from Bishop Reginald Jackson, leader of a prominent Essex County church. Jackson said he's been hearing from congregants since Sunday, who pointedly remind him of his endorsement in 2013. Now, the minister says he's disappointed and disturbed by Christie's comments.
My immediate perception was that the governor was trying to play to the base or to the far right of the Republican Party.
He wishes he heard the governor criticize protest slogans on the right, like, "We want our country back," and how that might be used to commit racial violence. Jackson no longer speaks to the governor very much and has concerns about him becoming president.
It's really just during this campaign that I've seen this side of the governor.
The ACLU and NAACP in New Jersey also condemned Christie's remarks. The Black Lives Matter movement says it doesn't support violence of any kind. When questioned, Christie's spokeswoman pointed to a statement in the same Face the Nation interview when the governor says bad cops need to be prosecuted. But his overall message about Black Lives Matter is already resonating in New Hampshire, the presidential primary state that Christie is focusing on. Merrimack County Sheriff Scott Hilliard saw the dead cops protest chant on Fox News, and he agrees with Christie that the Black Lives Matter movement is a threat to law enforcement. He said cops are more at risk today than they have been in decades.
It's a leadership role that all of our presidential candidates should be standing up and saying. Governor Christie is the first one and has the courage to do it.
Hilliard, who has formally endorsed the governor, said he's going to be telling his friends who are so far undecided in the election that Christie is the only one standing up for them. For WNYC, I'm Matt Katz.